When we had drained the Cokes, we went to the parlor to say our Hail Marys together for the first time since May had died. I knelt on the rug by June, while Rosaline, as usual, helped herself to the rocker. August stood beside Our Lady and folded May's suicide letter so it resembled a tiny paper airplane. She wedged it into a deep crevice that ran down the side of Our Lady's neck. Then she patted Black Mary's shoulder and let out a long sigh that made the airless room feel alive again, and said, "Well, that's that." I'd been staying up in May's room with Rosaline ever since May died, but when Rosaline and I started to climb the stairs that night, on impulse, I said, "You know what? I think I'll move back into the honey house." I found out I'd missed having a room to myself. Rosaline put her hands on her waist. "Good Lord, all that fuss you made about me moving out and leaving you. Now here you are wanting to leave me." Actually, she didn't care one bit that I wanted to move out. She just couldn't pass up a chance to give me a hard time.
"Come on, I'll help you carry your stuff over there," she said.
"You mean now?"
"No time like the present," she told me.
I guess she'd missed having a room to herself, too. After Rosaline left, I looked around my old room in the honey house. It was so quiet. All I could think was how this time tomorrow the truth would be out, how everything would change. I got my mother's photograph and the Black Mary picture from my bag, ready to show August. I slid them under my pillow, but when I turned out the light, fear filled up my hard, narrow bed. It told me all the ways life could go wrong. It had me in a girls' prison camp in the Florida Everglades. Why the Everglades, I don't know, except I've always thought that would be the worst place to be in prison. Think of all the alligators and snakes, not to mention heat worse than we had here, and people had been known to fry not just eggs, but bacon and sausage on South Carolina sidewalks. I could not imagine breathing in Florida. I would be down there suffocating and never see August again. It was fear all night long. I would have given anything to be back in May's room listening to Rosaline snore. The next morning I slept late, considering the on and off night I'd had, plus I'd been falling into lazy habits without the honey house to keep me industrious. The smell of fresh-baked cake wafted all the way from the pink house to my cot, curled into my nostrils, and woke me up. When I got to the kitchen, there were August, June, and Rosaline, dusted with flour, baking these small one-layer cakes the size of honey buns. They were singing while they worked, singing like the Supremes, like the Marvelettes, like the Crystals wiggling their butts to da-do-ron-ron. "What are y'all doing?" I said, grinning from the doorway. They stopped singing and giggled, giving each other little shoves and nudges.
"Well, look who's up," said Rosaline.
June had on lavender petal pushers with daisy buttons up the sides, the likes of which I'd never seen before. She said,
"We're baking cakes for Mary Day. It's about time you got over here and helped us. Didn't August tell you this was Mary Day?"
I glanced at August. "No, ma'am, she didn't." August, who was wearing one of May's aprons, the one with ruffles trailing over the shoulders, wiped her hands across the front and said, "I guess I forgot to mention it. We've been celebrating Mary Day around here every August for 15 years. Come on and get your breakfast, and then you can help us. We've got so much to do, I don't know whether we're going to make it." I filled a bowl with Rice Krispies and milk, trying to think over the snap-crackle conversation it was having with itself. How was I supposed to have a life-altering talk with August with all this going on?
1,000 years ago, women were doing this exact same thing, said August, baking cakes for Mary on her feast day.
June looked at my blank face.
"Today is the the Assumption, August 15th. Don't tell me you've never heard of that."
"Oh, sure, the Feast of the Assumption. Brother Gerald preached on that every other Sunday." "Of course I'd never heard of it." I shook my head. "We didn't really allow Mary at our church, except at Christmas.